Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Pony Sync. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2019. Everybody, start by having everybody go around and say their name. I'm Andy.
Joe.
I'm Sean. I thought it was April 30th.
I'm Scott, and Sean apparently has a DeLorean.
Gordon?
Richard says, sorry, I have no mic. I'm Richard. So Richard will be listening, but not talking, apparently.
All right. Is that everybody? Cool.
Probably.
All right. That's,
I think like three people introduced themselves all at once, so.
Yeah, well, there's, I think we got it all. All right, so let's start with RFCs as we do. There's been a little bit of activity on the added range redesign RFC 147. So let's just take a look at that. Sean, it looks like you were the last one to put anything in there. Anything? Is there anything you'd like to say about that?
Well, he made a bunch of changes, over the last couple of weeks. 9 days ago, I said he was ready for another review. So I went through, and there was one thing that definitely stood out to me, which was an interesting statement there, which I commented on, and I asked a question related to that in particular. He says that this new range API would never raise errors, but instead would return an empty list. This decision arises from the assumption that a majority of ranges are defined with bounds known at compile time. While declaring ranges with runtime values is less common. That hasn't been my experience at all for the few times when I've used range. So I was really, my question for that was, would the never raise errors change if it was runtime rather than compile time? Because I mean, he gives an explanation. I'm also not sure why it would change if that doesn't hold true. So, beyond that, I rarely use range, so he pretty much addressed my comments, which was really given that I don't use range. More detail about why this would be a valuable thing to do.
Okay. Sounds good. So I guess we'll wait and see if he has any comments on that. Otherwise, I guess if anyone wants to add any further comments to this, please do. I don't think we had any new comments on any of the other RFCs. I'm just looking at 144, the proposal to access environment variables and values via a map. I'm trying to remember where we were with that one. It's been a while since there's been any comment on it. Are we still hammering things out, Joe? It looks like you were one of the last ones to make a comment on this.
What is the ticket number?
I'm sorry, it's 144. RFC 144.
Let me check. This is, I guess I did take responsibility for this, and I forgot, dropped off my map. I think that the, we should, was an issue already created in the Pony C repo? I don't think it was.
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
All right. So I will give this as a responsibility to myself and follow up about it later. Sorry for that.
Okay. Cool. Just to check in real quick, Sean, on RFC 143, which was the async await RFC, the last comment in there is that you were going to see if you could get any volunteers.
No volunteers.
No volunteers. Okay. All right. I've forgotten. Do we want to? Where did we stand on keeping this open? I mean, the RFC is, you know, has a specific set of proposals here. Do we want to keep this open at this point?
You're talking about 144 still?
I'm talking about 143 now. Sorry, this is the async await RFC.
This is my problem. Sorry.
I think we leave it to the person who opened it to choose to close it or not, unless it's been open for a really long time and stale, and it hasn't been open for a really long time. So.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I don't know if we need to go through all of these now, but it may be worth kind of going back through the RFCs and culling anything that needs to be culled or updating. So we can maybe try to do that this week. Sean, I see you added a comment already to one of them. So.
Yes, the one that I need to do something with.
That's a good one to add a comment to. Are there any other RFC issues that anyone would like to talk about today?
I have none.
I will take that as a no. Okay. So let's hop over to Pony C. Take a look at PRs. Anything floating about. So 3135.
I'm leaving a comment on it now.
Okay. Is that comment? All right.
I'm not sure if this is supposed to be squashed, if these are supposed to be kept as separate commits or not. It looks like it's supposed to be squashed, but I'm not sure. So I'm asking Matthias. What should we...
Okay. Sounds good. 3134, update collections docs, add list node examples. Um,
Ooh. We wrap docs at 80 lines, right? Yes, we do. These long lines need to be wrapped at 80 columns.
Okay.
We weren't wrapping lines. Oh well.
What?
Never mind. My head is in too many places. I was commenting on that. Never mind.
You seem a little out of it today, Joe.
You know what? I am. Anything I say with a grain of salt, or just ignore it entirely.
you're Captain Mumbly today. I'm loving it.
At least my bumbling can provide entertainment value to everyone.
So I have a question for the group about 3134. If you go and look at the changes, you'll see on line 5 it says see Ponyland Collections list class for this usage. That feels weird to me. We have no way right now of really denoting or linking to anything else. There's no way to do that, to link to a different classes. Do we have any thoughts on what we might want to do for things like that? Should we have an issue to make it so that it'd be possible to do linking like this?
Is it possible that it's already possible? If you know the right syntax for, I forget what tool stack we're using for the documentation generation, but like, is it possible that like a well-constructed link could be relative and handle that appropriately?
I wouldn't trust in that at this point.
Because right now I don't think we're doing any kind of pre-processing within the compiler on the doc strings, right? Like we're
yeah, there's nothing right now. So, but like, yeah, so it would be
maybe a markdown syntax.
Well, no, because it's mkdocs that's doing it, so there's no markdown thing for that. You'd have to do like slash collections dash list with a capital L for it to work, and that's liable to break in the future. Because it's purely mkdocs driven, which we've been moving away from. We don't have anything for this right now, for how we do this.
Doesn't mkdocs have some kind of relative linking syntax?
Well, we want to stop using mkdocs because things I'm not going to say recorded.
Yeah, well, like I said, we're not doing any kind of pre-processing or analysis of the doc strings right now. So I would think that this is something that, like, so if we're going to migrate to something other than mkdocs, you know, we should identify what that is and use the relative linking syntax for that, or, you know, use the relative linking syntax for mkdocs until we reach that and then go back and reformat stuff. It seems hard to avoid without, like, going down a rabbit hole of creating a lot of, you know, basically doing what mkdocs does and doing it ourselves instead, which is, yeah.
So this is what I'm going to ask him to link to a specific thing, because we know where it would be right now, just based on mkdocs using markdown syntax, and we can figure it out from there, right? And we can always go back through and find those links later. So.
Okay. So you'll leave a comment to that effect?
Yeah.
Um, And just real quick, 3134. This was last commented on about 3 weeks ago.
Sorry, I'm still on the other one.
It's okay. Let's see here.
Which one?
3124. Remove backslashes from parsing examples.
Okay, so it failed a bunch of things.
Yeah.
Okay, Derek suggests yet it doesn't look like there's nothing we can do right now on this. So he comes back and does the thing unless somebody else wants to take it over.
Right. I'm just, yeah, should we let's maybe just ping him on this.
Yeah, it's possible that my comment about a temporary workaround was misunderstood and that that the other thing is coming soon, right? The other thing's not coming soon. So the temporary workaround is, for the—
not so temporary.
Right. And it's not terribly ugly. It's how you do JSON in, some other cases. But...
okay. I don't think we have any anything else new there.
Why was this one just stale? Sorry, don't mind me.
Okay. Let's take a look at anything that needs discussion during sync that we can get to. Okay, I'm looking at this list. I think these are all things that needed input from Sylvan.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's 30, 31, trigger GC after a set number of messages and when blocked. 3009, changing muting algorithm to throttle first before muting. And 3001, Ubuntu 18, x86, 64 is libatomic. 16-bit CAS isn't atomic. Still funny. Okay, issues. Any new open issues? Doesn't look like it. Wow, we've avoided that. Okay. All right. Okay. So, what else would people like to talk about? Any topics?
I want to see what Joe wants to talk about.
Let's be nice to Joe.
I can tell you a story later about being under a curse.
Oh, I want to start recording so we can hear that story.
I'll wait until after the call for that.
All right.
So. Oh.
Okay. Anyone else have anything else that doesn't involve being cursed? Okay. Well, if we don't have anything else, then I guess we can call it another short sync.
Joe, there is a PR for a tutorial that's waiting on your review. I sent that to you on Zulip.
I saw that and I responded to it while we were talking. So.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Cool.
I have asked Epic Eric to summarize the changes because he squashed while I was or, you know, he squashed it. He said he added two sentences and then he squashed it. So I don't know what the two sentences were because I had reviewed this a while ago. So I'm asking him to just kind of call my attention with those wires, and then I'll get that reviewed quickly, I think. Once he does that.
Okay. Cool. I will stop recording then.